This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sharice Lotta, our KU insider, joining us now. Sharice, did you guys get some snow up in Lawrence?
Yeah. I got back actually last night from was heading back after my second article for the KU game. And it was like my windshield was iced over. So I was spending like 20, 25 minutes de-icing it and stuff like that and scraping it off. But yeah, it looks like we got a couple, I think 3, 4, 5 inches maybe.
Yeah. You know? We're at about 3 down here, I think.
Yeah, I'm not looking. I haven't been super happy with the amount of snow that we've had so far this year already. And then we have 2 more, I think, in the next week. No. 2 more days of snow in the next week.
That's the rumor on the street. Good night to watch college basketball. It's a very interesting night of college basketball for the state of Kansas. Kansas right now, 11 in the net. They beat Colorado, maybe not by the margin people would have hoped for. They lost the second half of the game. I can't figure it out. What is it? Because if you think it's the big three, all of them had relatively good games by their own standard. They all kind of did what you would expect them to do when they're having a good night. And they did it collectively. And it felt like there was still a lot of meat left on the bone. We've seen Bill Self challenge energy and effort. I can't figure it out with this team, Shreya. It's like, what is it? Because though it wasn't those three last night, they were fine.
You know, I think energy and effort is a part of it, but I think those buzzwords that everyone likes to use,
right,
aren't necessarily a kind of encapsulation of this whole issue with this team. The end of the day is they're 320th in 3-point rate. They don't make that many three-pointers either. It's not that much better than a team that was horrible at shooting threes last year. I think they're right around that pace in attempts and makes percentage-wise. And on top of that, they don't get to the free-throw line. They're like 300th-ish, 350th probably in free-throw rate. So it's hard for them to win games in a convincing fashion. I think 14-10 this year in predicting them. Like four against the spread. And if the spread is more than like 7 to 10 points, I'm probably picking the other team if I was a betting man. But like, you know, in these predictions that I do, I think I'm like 18-5. And a lot of it is just looking at the fact that, you know, Kansas just can't overwhelmingly beat anybody. They haven't overwhelmingly beat anybody outside of the Iowa State game in conference play. They haven't overwhelmingly anybody who is good, mind you. Like the UCF game was a month ago. And they've been playing pretty much 500 ball from like mid-January onwards. And that's the second straight year where they've been kind of in conference plays in the new look Big 12. And I asked KJ Adams about it, and he was like, I just don't know. And you know, these guys talk about energy, they talk about effort, but at the end of the day, the metric, you know, the roster construction is a part of it. But also the guys just haven't lived up to the expectations. I mean, KJ Adams now put together 2 really good games. And what is the talk on Jayhawk Twitter? Why is Flory Badunga not playing more? Why is he not doing this? Why is he not doing that? Flory's not played well these last three games.
No.
Let's call it what it is. He has not been as good as he was previously. Maybe he should be playing more minutes. I don't disagree with that. But he hasn't been what he was against Houston or UCF or some of these other teams. And I just think the consistency from these guys isn't there. The metrics-wise, they're not a – outside of defense, they're not a fantastic offensive team. I think they're top 30, top 35 in KenPom metrics. And even their defense, you know, like I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. If Colorado had a pulse, like if they were good at basketball, that game probably is a lot closer than it is. Like I was watching Colorado play basketball yesterday, and I was like, my goodness, I don't understand it. How you can be a Colorado fan and not be irritated, because the amount of entry passes they missed, cuts that they missed, you know, just isolation ball they played was not good. And they, KU got away with it because KU is a more talented team and Colorado is a bad team. But if KU was playing anywhere who was around 500 or even less than 500 in the conference, I think they have a lot closer game. I mean, you know, I knew the spread was 18.5 and I was no way they're covering 18.5 spread. It's just not happening. You know, you don't have the consistency to show that.
I don't know that we're going to fight. So, like, I guess with all of that, what is – like, where do you go? I think you just have to say KU, their ceiling, whatever they're – like, it's going to be that they are maybe one of, if not the best defensive team in the country. Like, that's what they're going to have to do. We've been saying, you know, we've been singing this song for 2 years. Like, if it's not that, I just don't know if it's there. We've been asking the same thing. It's not there. So they have to be this defensive juggernaut. Do you think they can be over an extended period of time? They were fine defensively yesterday, and Colorado, I agree, had a lot to do with that. But yeah. Can they find that? Because they've had it lots of times this year. They've looked like that kind of defensive team. Can they find that consistently?
You know, that's a tough question, but I'm going to say no, just because I don't see them winning six straight games in March. I just don't see it with this team. Maybe something can change, but you know, at this point, I think they are what they are, and maybe they'll win two games in the NCAA tournament, and then they'll bow out in the Sweet 16, or they'll lose the round. The second round, like they've done the last 2 years. I mean, I'm thinking about the team since I've started covering KU. I don't know if this KU team is better than the first year KJ Adams at center team. Like, I don't think they are. And I said this yesterday to somebody. If Kevin McCullough was healthy last year, I might have taken last year's team over this year's team. I don't know if that's a hot take to say that.
It's not that hot.
But you know, I think they were healthy. They had a higher ceiling than this year's team does, and they were just a better overall team. To me, like with the amount of talent on this team, I don't understand how they're so dreadful in so many key offensive metrics. You just can't win basketball games. We don't take threes, make threes, or go to the free throw line. It's just too tough on your defense. And then when you play a team that can actually shoot the ball or got hot, like Kansas State is, you know, blitzing hot right now. You know, then it puts a lot of pressure. And these guys talk about energy and effort. I've seen that. But in conference play, what is the win that you can point to? And it was besides Iowa State, mind you, besides Iowa State, that you can point to and be like, dang, that was a good win for KU basketball. I don't have one. People are going to say UCF. UCF is not a good team. People are going to say it should have been Baylor, but Baylor was another disaster.
It should have been Houston.
It should have been Houston. That too. It should have been Houston.
But that's what's so frustrating, because it should have been Houston, right? Like, they should have beat Houston. And that's where it's all about consistency. This team has beaten Duke. It has beaten Michigan State. Should have beaten Houston. Okay? Like, that is fair to say. So that is the upside. The upside is that they can literally beat anybody. The floor is much lower than that. And so I don't even know what we're supposed to do. They've got games coming up here. They absolutely need to, have to, whatever you want to call it, win the next four. And then two out of those final three are home games between Tech, Houston, and Arizona. Is 7-1 the proper benchmark down the stretch here? Because yeah, I feel like it should be.
I think it should be. I think, you know, 7-1, maybe 6-2, maybe even 5-3, if we're going to really be honest with ourselves here. I mean, like, they're playing a really easy stretch. Outside of BYU, they should not lose any of these, like, even be have a chance of losing these games.
Right.
Right? But the thing is, and this is what I'm going to say, is everyone's going to buy, you know, I don't know how much people are going to buy into a four-game winning streak right now from Kansas. It'll look good. It's good. Maybe they can reinforce some good habits. They're playing against bad teams. Because the minute they play Texas Tech, they play Houston, or they play Arizona, which I think they'll beat Arizona because it's at home on senior night. They never lose on senior night. I think they'll win that game. I think they'll go to Houston, probably get their butt whooped. And on Texas Tech, that's a toss-up. And BYU, also another toss-up. I think it could go either way. But I think they should win these other games. You know, I really, really do think, you know, if this is what they think. Bill Self talks about the ceiling. He talks about energy. He talks about, you know, where we're at, you know. But I haven't seen Kansas play, like, consistent basketball for an entire week since that 2 or 3 game stretch where they won 3 straight conference games. Really, if we're talking about against good teams, I haven't seen them play really good since December. Like, it is what it is. And it's 2 straight years. I mean, you think about it, they were really good in conference play last year, too. They beat Connecticut. Connecticut was dominant last year, okay? I know Connecticut was down Steph Castle that game, but, you know, they were dominant last year. And Kansas beat them. And Kansas just, to me, you know, everyone talks about they should do this, they should do that. I don't know if there's a solution on this year's team to put them in a position – to win an NCAA title. They're number 11 in net, but I don't even know why I sit there and say they're the number 11 team in the country. I just don't think they are. You know, I think their ceiling could be that, but I mean, like, they haven't hit that ceiling in a month and a half.
Tria Slotta with us, KU beat reporter, fourth KC Star. Find all his work on social media. Find it at the KC Star. I'll selfishly let us finish with this then. Okay, if they're not actually 11, but they are 11, we're very anxiously awaiting their placement because the tournament comes to Wichita. I don't know how much of a bracketologist you are, but if they, let's say they go 6-2 down the stretch here, that enough to still make sure they play in Wichita for the NCAA tournament, do you think?
I think so. I think right now they're the 5 seed in Seattle. And selfishly, as somebody who wants to travel, I would like anywhere.
There is no way in the world that the 11th best team in the net, if that's where they are, is a 5 seed. That's not going to happen.
That was, and that's what I'm saying. That was, I was like, this was right after the Kansas State game. I saw somebody projected them 5 seed. So I think they'll probably end up in the anywhere from the 3 to 4 seed range. I'm guessing probably 3 seed just because their schedule was kind of soft down the kind of stretch. Selfishly, I'm hoping it's not in Wichita. I get it. You guys want it in Wichita. I want to travel. So, you know.
Travel down here. Come party in Old Town with the streets. Yes. You'll love it.
Yes, yes. But yeah, I think there's a good shot there in Wichita. I just don't, you know, like, this is my thing. And I say this with the utmost love to college basketball. The consistency from even the top end teams is just not there. Week in, week out, because at the end of the day, these are college kids, right? And college kids are going through college kid things, good, bad, ugly, right. Whatever, you know, and you know, they just don't have consistency. So in that way, it works out in KU's favor, because this is the oldest team in the, you know, Division I basketball in college basketball experience. So if they put together a little bit of a run here, then they're going to the tournament hot. You know, you could get maybe a 3 or 4 seed. Maybe you win the first 2 games and then maybe you have a favorable opponent in the Sweet 16. You win that and bam, just like that, you're Elite Eight. You never know.
There it is. And you know, it's fine. Yeah, I had an administrator tell me one time, I can't believe people actually bet college sports with all the things that these kids deal with off the field and court. They're like, you guys are crazy doing that. You have no idea what goes into every single game and who's dealing with what and, you know. Yeah. Girl problems or whatever it is. Shreyas, we appreciate it. Follow Shreyas on social. Find his work at the KC Star. We'll just keep trying to navigate this very strange KU season. We'll do it next week. A couple of games they ought to be able to handle before the next time we talk, no problem. But we know how that goes. It's easier.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Said and done.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.